Oh, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, ladies. I'm Karina Fabe. I'm also known as Kay, and I'm hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe, and we will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America, and then head to our website at realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight, I have on the call with me, Corinne. Please say hi, Corinne.
Hello. How is everyone?
Tawanda, say hi.
Hi, Tawanda.
Kat, say hi.
Hi, present. Salutations. Hi, guys. I love you. Hi.
And we have on the line with us a bunch of other girlfriends tonight. Now, tonight our topic is going to explore what do you really want? And this is a topic that I have been really just doing some self-searching on and studying on, and I want to bring it to the table for discussion, and I want this to get started right now. So tonight, again, I want you guys to ask yourself to focus on the question, what do you really want? Now, when we talk about what do you really want, what we mean is, what do you really want out of life? What is the one thing that you love to do, that you feel excitement doing it, you feel passion doing it? If you could do anything, that's what you would be doing. So we're going to go around the table right now, and we're going to ask each person, what is it that you really want to do? I'm going to start first with Tawanda. And this could be anything. This could be sport. It could be creating art. It could be building cabinets. It could be dancing. It could be anything. So go ahead, Tawanda.
You said, what do I really want?
Yeah.
Love, peace, and happiness in the world.
Lovely. Let's bring it down a little bit more specific, meaning what is it that you could put your energy into that would really fill you with passion, something that you could do?
That is, as a humanitarian and somebody that's been working to help people all my life, like, that's my greatest passion, to see love, peace, and happiness in the world, because, you know, it's just so many people that don't really care about others, and all my life that's really been my biggest passion, and just to see people do good in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really want. I want to see more of that, more love, more peace, more happiness.
So doing that and finding that and realizing that your way of realizing that would be working as a
humanitarian. You're echoing, Kay. I can't really hear.
Echoing?
You're echoing really bad.
Hold on.
And somebody has background noise, like a television show on or something.
Okay.
Sit back and enjoy yourself. That's what the TV show just said.
Am I still echoing?
Can everybody else hear? I mean, yeah, I can hear you. You just kind of, as you were talking, it was choppy. But I think you're okay now. I think somebody went on mute.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, I'm sorry. But
so,
what were you?
Hold on. Okay, so if you were to realize that dream of love, peace, and happiness in the world, would that be working as a humanitarian? Would realize that?
You said what now?
Working as a humanitarian, would you realize the dream of love, peace, and happiness?
What, I couldn't hear. Tell me one more time.
I said, would working as a humanitarian help you realize the dream of love, peace, and happiness?
Absolutely. That I'm living my dream now because I get to do that every single day. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's go on to Kat. Can you hear me, Kat?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
So why don't you tell us what you would love to do that would realize your dream?
Well, like the first thing, like racism, like I wish people would just see all colors and ethnicities like the same and just for freaking world peace, because like we're going through like wars and all this, and I just want peace, just like what Tawanda wants, happiness too. And so I just want everyone to be happy, and then I want all of us to like feel equal. And so, yeah, that's what I would say.
So what would you be able to do to help you realize that goal?
Say that again?
What would you be able to do? Like, what actions would you like enjoy doing or focusing on to help you realize that dream?
Well, like, for me, like, I would I would focus on more like just making sure that everyone's happy, because like I'm such a people, like I know I'm a people pleaser, but at the same time, like I do it because I just want people happy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say like what my dream would be. So I have a lot of dreams, but two specific dreams that I have are one, being a dedicated writer. I write books already, but I haven't really dedicated as much time as I would like to. And I would like to see my books out there being read by many, many, many people. And then another dream that I have is to be a real estate owner. And so what I would like to do is, you know, work on purchasing property to realize that goal. So those are two of my dreams, real estate and writing. We're going to go on to the third person, Corinne. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and I'm sorry, the question was, what would I do when I realize my goal?
No, the question is, what would you love to do that would help you realize your dream, really want to do?
I do agree with everyone. I would want to do something to change the world. I would want peace in the world. I think that I would want to just make sure that, like, everyone's happy. Everyone maybe find a way to make everyone live in unity, if that's even possible. But I definitely want to do something that would be impactful in the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something that you enjoy doing right now that just you enjoy doing more than anything else?
Towards that particular goal?
Just in general, like something that you enjoy doing.
I love helping other people. I actually do. I enjoy making sure that everyone around me is taken care of, and just, you know, listening to my friends and family members when they may need me to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to open the line up to other callers. And we're going to go to caller, the number ends in 7556. Are you there? Hello? Okay, we're going to go to the number ends in 3110. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, why don't you tell us what you really would like to do, like your dream or what you really enjoy doing, something that really makes you happy while you're practicing it.
So I really want to finish school, and I'm taking vocal lessons, so I really just want to finish school and become like a singer or a music teacher or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. So is your dream to become a teacher or a singer?
My dream is to do something with music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then your dream is to work music. So can you tell us what your name is and where you're calling? Sorry, I should have asked that first.
My name is Destiny, and I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Thank you, Destiny. All right, we'll go on to the caller in 1030. Are you there? All right, we'll move on to the caller ending 5834. There?
This is Tawanda, and I didn't even realize you were calling me because I don't know my number. You called on Cap. I don't know if she's on the phone, and you called on Nicole. They might didn't know their number. But anyway, I figured my number out. What is the question?
What feelings do you experience when you are able to work out what you love? Like, do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel joy? Like, tell us how you feel when you're working.
Oh my gosh, when I'm able to do the things that I love to do. Kay, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I feel fulfilled. I feel overjoyed. I'm definitely happy because, I'm in my happy place. You know, the thing is, like, I used to meet so many people, like, over my life, and, like, they would have a certain job, and I would be like, well, what are you doing? They'll tell me, and I'll say, well, how long have you been on their job? And they'll say, oh, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. And I always say, well, do you like it? And they say the same thing. It's a job. I said, oh, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, I got to work, got to pay bills, got to do it. I said, I don't ever want to be doing anything that I got to do it because I have to. I want to do something that I love to do it. So, yes, ma'am, it makes me happy. I'm super excited. And I'm also grateful that I have the opportunity to be able to do something that I love to do.
That's awesome. All right, we'll go on to the next person. The caller ending in 0261. You there?
Yes, it's Corinne.
Hey, Corinne. I need to memorize these numbers. Go ahead and tell us what feelings you experience when you're able to do the things that you love to do.
So how does it make me feel when I'm able to do things that I love to do?
Yeah.
It makes me feel a bit of accomplishment that I'm able to actually get something done that I plan to do. So it makes me feel good inside to get things done and to actually, commit and execute something that I set out to do.
Mm-hmm. And so are there things that you love to do more than other things, and how do those things make you feel? Do they make you feel more fulfilled or more happy than in, things that you normally do?
If I can give back to someone, that makes me feel good inside. If I'm able to help someone that actually really does need help, that makes me feel good. So doing stuff like that, it makes me feel, just a bit of satisfaction that I can help someone. But yeah, I think that would be my answer.
Yeah?
Yes, Kat is here. Hi.
Okay. Tell us, how do you feel when you are able to work at the things you love doing?
Say that again. You're breaking in and out.
How do you feel when you're able to work at the things that you love doing?
When I enjoy it, I feel amazing. Like, especially like when it's something that like that I vibe with, and whatever like whenever it just comes out of like positivity, like I'm just happy, just pure happiness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go to caller 7556.
What's the question?
What's your name again? Sorry.
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. The question is, how do you feel when you're doing what you love to do? Like, what kind of emotion do you experience able to do the things that you love to do.
You know, doing what I love to do, I feel joy. So definitely, I always try to do something that I love so that, you know, it's exciting, especially, you know, to help others and all that good stuff.
That's awesome. Okay. Did we lose? Caller 5137. You there?
Oh, I guess, yeah, if that's the four from my last number, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know.
What's your name again? Sorry.
Maria.
Maria. Hey, Maria.
Yeah, just like a minute ago. So what did I miss?
Oh, no, we're just talking about the thing that we really love to do and how that makes us feel. Do you want to tell us what you really love doing?
Right now I don't really know what I love to do, but before I used to love teaching and working with kids, but I've been off from doing that a while. So right now I haven't got, I guess just accomplishing things. That's what I love doing, is feeling accomplished. I get something and I was able to get it like all the way accomplished.
And when you're able to do that, or you're able to do things that you enjoy doing, how do you feel doing those things? Do you feel happy, joy? Like, you know, describe to us the emotions that you experience.
I feel great. Like, I feel really good, and like it makes me feel like pretty much like proud of myself. Yeah.
Now we're going to go on to the next question, and this is going to be a little bit tougher, where the questions from now on will be a little bit tougher. And the question is this: how much time do you dedicate to doing the thing that you love? Let's start with Tawanda. Go ahead.
Oh, she called my name this time because she forgot my number again. Ha,
okay.
How much time do I dedicate to the things I love? You know what? Honestly speaking, even with the title of what your call is about, I love it because that's what life is about to me, being able to do the things you love. And I dedicate and do it every single day. And a long time ago when I was at some event, I was around and talking to some different people, and they talked about how important it was to be able to live your dream. And they said, people normally got too much time or too much money, but it's hard to really have both. And I'm like, oh, I want to have time freedom and I want to have financial freedom. So I'm definitely striving to have that. But along the way and during the journey, I'm doing every single day the things that I love to do. And it's a blessing and it's an opportunity. So absolutely, every day I do it.
Do you feel that that's enough time, and do you think there should be more time, less time, and if so, why or why not?
That's a trick question, because I say there's never enough time in the day, because, of course, sometimes at times you really want to always do more. However, what I've learned is there is enough time in the day. It's really about balance. And so then I go back to a call that Kat did a few weeks ago, talking about self-care and stuff like that. Even when we do the stuff we love, especially if it's love helping others, you still have to take time for yourself. You have to balance your life. You have to have self-care and love. So that's been a work in progress for me, because sometimes when I get up and I start working, it'll be 12, 15, 16 hours, and I'm going at it, like literally, and I don't stop to do anything. So I'm working on balance now. So, yeah, there actually is enough time. I just need to balance my life so I can make sure I'm a good steward of the time.
That's really important. Okay. Nicole, what about you? And the question is, how much time do you dedicate to doing what you love? And do you feel that it's enough time? Why or why not?
Well, honestly, probably these past few days,
I have not been doing the things that I love. I've actually been more stressed these past few days. So, do I feel like there's enough time in a day? No. I feel like there should be way, way more hours. But it's going to get better.
Okay. Corinne?
I don't think I spend enough time doing the things that I love just because I'm like preoccupied with just other things. But you know, like Nicole said, in time it'll get better and I'll have time to do, you know, the things that I actually enjoy doing.
Maria, what about you?
Actually, no, not at all. I haven't been doing enough of what I love to do at all. My days start off late, and I don't feel like I get enough done personally, but as far as stuff I love to do, not really at all.
Mm-hmm. Why or why not?
Probably because my sleep schedule is really not right now, and sometimes I wake up at 4 in the morning, and sometimes I go to sleep at 3:34 in the morning, so like it's not really consistent of my sleep pattern is very off, so I'm just kind of like going day to day of, you know, like what's today hold for me. Okay, if I don't, for example, I have 2 days to get my association money order in or else I'm gonna get a late fee, and I've been having that money order since the 9th or 10th, so I've had it for a while and the deadline's the 25th or 26th, so like I guess my, it has a lot to do with my sleep schedule, because if I'm working with a good amount of sleep, then I'm not really functioning well, and then on top of everything else, so like I'm tired when I should be well rested, and I got more energy when I should be resting, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I got energy at midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock when I should be asleep, and waking up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 a.m. you know, more of a suitable, or even 7, you know, that's still enough time to get up and do things. But no, I don't know, it has a lot to do with my sleep pattern, to be honest, because I feel like I'm a walking zombie sometimes. But yeah, that's why.
Okay. Kat, what about you? Okay, I'll answer the question for myself. Not, you know, slacking off while you guys are working hard. I don't feel that I set enough time aside for what I love to do. I love to write, and I've actually been to think about why I don't dedicate more time. And it's not that I don't have time. Like there's 24 hours in the day, and last night I woke up at like 1:30 in the morning, and I was awake for like an hour, and I could be writing right now, and I did, and I've been thinking about it, and the reason why I don't dedicate more time to it is because I would then have to go back and edit all the stuff that I wrote, which I hate doing. I hate editing my own work. It's so painful, and so I think that that's what stops me, is the changing of the stuff I've written. Like, I think, oh, I really want to write, but I have to go and fix it, and I think that's what stops me. So, yeah, I don't dedicate enough time to what I love to do. I need to dedicate more. Okay, so here's the next question. Could you support yourself? And could you pay your bills by doing what you love? Could you support yourself doing what you love. Tawanda, go ahead.
Okay, this is Tawanda, and before I answer that question, I wanted to quickly comment on something you just said, Ms. K, about your love for writing. Because I think what you probably should have asked me, is there anything that you actually love to do that you're not doing? Like, and that's definitely, I love writing, like writing and art, like that's an extreme passion of mine, and I don't have enough time to write like I would like to. So there's already not enough hours in the day, and I'm working on balance. So, yeah, I love writing too, and I've been finding creative ways to write and use my voice text and so on and so on. So I just wanted to kind of add that. Now, as far as could you support yourself financially doing this, well, let me tell you something funny. I had to learn to turn my passions into profit, and it took me about 4 years to do that. Because, like, I love doing, of course, helping people, doing this, doing that. And even though I always loved it, just because you love something don't mean it's going to pay any bills. So I actually learned through training, through mentors, et cetera, how to turn the actual things that I love into a way to be able to do it and not be on skid row. So, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I can support myself.
That's good. Okay. Going to go on to Corin. Sorry. Could you support yourself doing this, and why or why not?
Yes. Actually, I feel like when I started my business, that's the route that I took. Eventually, that's the route that I took. So at the beginning, I did everything that I could possibly do that I was knowledgeable enough to know how to do. I could write, design, did a test, like anything that I could think of that I could do, I like basically put myself out there to do. And then eventually I decided that I was spending all this time doing the things that I didn't necessarily like to, but they paid. But there was a bunch of other things that had wanted to do, but because I've already had devoted time to do something else, I was doing something that I didn't necessarily like to do, and it might have not paid as much as the other project cost paid. So eventually I decided to focus on just wanting to do what I wanted to do, what I enjoyed to do. So that's what I've been focusing on now.
That's awesome. Okay. Okay. Nicole? Nicole, going once?
Going twice?
All right, Maria?
Maria? I'm sorry, are you still there? Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't get my phone off of mute because I mute it whenever I'm silent or whatever, but I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
no.
I can make, you said, your question was that what makes me happy doing, can I earn a living with that, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Is that what you said? Pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can. I have. That's what I got my degree on, is working with kids and teaching. So, yeah, that's what my career was at one point in time. So, yeah, the answer is yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for myself, yes, I could earn a living writing and getting real estate. As for the real estate, I'm still working on getting it, you know, in the beginning stages and off the, you know, off of the rocky stages that it started in. Writing, if all I really would need to do is dedicate more time, and I could survive off of it if I really focused on it. Is possible to support myself doing that. Okay, next question. Do you feel satisfied and fulfilled in your life by what you are doing right now? Like, is what you're doing in this moment do you want to do? So we're going to go with Tawanda. Go ahead.
I'm a little greedy, so I'm going to have to say no. And what I mean by that is I am definitely doing all the things I love to do. However, I'm a person that believes that the biggest room in the house is the room for improvement. And I believe the opposite of good is great. And I'm always striving for greatness. So I am a student of life. I am continuing to learn, and I want to continue to get better and to do more of the things that I love to do. So that is my answer, and I'm sticking to that. Thank you.
There you go. All right. Corinne?
Tawanda actually said exactly what I was going to say. Maybe not the same way. But, yeah, I'm definitely think that what I'm doing now, like, is fulfilling to me. However, I always want to grow. I always want to try new things, and I'm a chameleon. So I'm always wanting to, you know, change how I look on my outlook on things, and I'm always looking to improve. So it's, I guess, a double-edged sword. So yes and no.
To Nicole.
Can you repeat the question?
Do you feel satisfied and fulfilled in your life by what you do right now in this moment?
Right now? Right now?
Whatever it is you do right now. And why or why not?
No, I don't. Because it's something that I don't really like doing. Well, I'm not going to say it so much as something I don't like doing, because I actually enjoy doing it. I just don't enjoy it to the point that it's something I want to do.
It's not what you really want, right?
Right. Like, it's not my, it's really not my passion. Like, it's not something that I've always dreamed of doing or picture myself doing or anything like that.
That's a good way of saying it. How do you picture yourself? Like, what do you picture yourself doing? That's a good way of saying it. Maria?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Are you satisfied and fulfilled with what you do right now?
No, definitely not. Not at all. Because I'm not putting my full potential on what I can do. Like, I'm just kind of, like, slacking off. And just, like I said, my sleeping pattern's off. I'm not doing what I enjoy doing as far as, you know. A lot of things are off right now. So, no, I don't feel like... you know, I just don't feel like I'm doing all I can do right now. I know that I'm capable of way more. But there's just a lot. There's a lot of things that I need to prioritize and let go. And then I know I'll be feeling better and I'll be doing better. So, yeah, that's my answer.
Okay. So, let's see. For me, do I feel satisfied and fulfilled in my life by what I am doing right now? I kind of want to give a similar answer to what Wanda and Brynn gave, because I'm working on the things that I want to do, but I'm not all the way there where I picture myself being, or where I picture where I want to be. I'm definitely not where I want to be. When it comes to my writing, I'm not satisfied with where I am in that respect, and I feel like I could do better. So I feel like, you know, I could work harder, I could do more to get to where I want to be. So the next question is, would you feel more satisfied if you could fill your time doing what you love? Would you feel more satisfied if you could fill your time with what you love? Wanda, go ahead.
My answer would definitely be yes. I would definitely feel more satisfied to do that. And I would eventually like to do it from like Hawaii or Italy or Fiji or something like that by using my laptop. So that's what I'm trying to get to after COVID-19 disappears forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely love to be in Hawaii or Fiji. What about you, Nicole?
I'll send you a postcard.
Thank you. Nicole, go ahead.
Absolutely. If I could do what I love 24/7, absolutely. And I don't know why Tawanda be thinking she can go places without people. I just don't get it. But, yeah.
All right. She's like, I'll send you a postcard. But I want
to. I'm sorry, Nicole. You're supposed to be my road dog. I apologize. I'll wait on you. No kids, though. No kids. Get a babysitter.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to sit them right on with you.
Oh, my God.
Maria, go ahead. Would you feel more satisfied if you could fill your time with doing what you love? Her line cut off. Corinne.
I'm trying to be part of the girls' trip.
Right? Tawanda ain't trying to take
Oh, yeah, I was going to take C with me. Me and C. We're going. We're going to scout some new girlfriends, and then we'll let you and Kat know about it.
Wow. Corinne, go ahead. Would you feel more satisfied if you could fill your time with what you love?
Yeah, I really would. I think that if I could automate things or have more, you know, staff just to manage everything that I need to be done, then it will sign me up to be more creative, so I would feel more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a painful question, especially for me. And I'm going to go first, since it's the toughest question so far. What excuses do you use to prevent you from doing what you want? What excuses do you use to prevent you from doing what you want? Okay, excuses I use is I'm really tired, I'm really busy, I have a lot on my plate, I'm so stressed, I have all this other work to do. And mind you, like, I'll have time. I told you I woke up last night at 1 a.m. and I'm wide awake. I wasn't tired at all. I could have just hopped on the computer, got some writing done, got some editing done. In like an hour, you can do a lot. And I was lying in the bed thinking that, and I didn't do it all on my own. I could do it tomorrow. I'll definitely start tomorrow. So those are all my excuses. Tawanda, you go next.
Okay. All right. So basically, when I saw this question, I'm like, Now, being honest, I am a huge procrastinator. However, I've always been, and that's how I live my life, because it's an adrenaline rush for me. So if it's something that you need, I'm never going to procrastinate. If you need it by 5, you'll have it by 4:55, maybe 4:59, okay? But on my end, I'm going to procrastinate just because that's what I do. But what prevents me a lot of times is my wanting to help drag a horse to the water and pour it down their throat, and I invest my time with the wrong people, and then I've just wasted my time where I could have been doing something else that I need to do. So that is a pet peeve of mine. Another call someone did the other day talking about, I think Kat did a call talking about action speaks louder than words, or people should get busy, or I can't remember the actual title of it. But that's what, and it doesn't really prevent me, it just hinders me sometimes. Because I can be in the middle of doing something that I need to do, and then somebody say, hey, well, can you help me with so-and-so? And they're not really serious, and that just, like, screws up my whole time. And I'm a work in progress with that, too. Thank you.
So helping others is something that prevents you from doing what you have to do. Hello? Okay, so next person, Cole.
And what was the question?
What excuses do you use that prevent you from doing what you love to do?
I don't even know how to answer that question, but it's just a work in progress. It's more red tape to actually go through. So because it's a lot of more red tape, So by it being more, I'm like, so you know, I keep pushing it out, pushing it out.
Okay. Corinne?
I guess some things that I would say is maybe just like feeling that it's not enough time. So maybe just thinking I have more time than I really do. And like, or overestimating how long it takes to finish something.
Overestimating?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, underestimating.
Underestimating. Okay. All right. Next question. Now, to go back over those ideas that we just gave, those excuses we just gave, and we're going to basically counteract those excuses they make with ideas to overcome these obstacles. And I will go first. When I'm telling myself that I'm too tired to edit my own stuff or to write, I can tell myself I'm not tired, I'm wide awake in bed, and I'm not doing anything, let me just get up and do it. Or when I'm telling myself, oh, I don't have enough time, or I'm too stressed, or I have a lot on my plate, I can make time even if it's just 15 minutes out of my day. And I can just go ahead and type anything, something, as long as I get like one sentence done. Progress. So that's my idea for my excuses. So where do you go next?
Did you say me?
Yep, you.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear you. All right, thank you. Okay. What I'm going to do to prevent from any excuses, I'm going to create my things to do list daily and share it with Kay, so she can hold me accountable. What I'm going to do daily is create my things to do list and share it with C, so she can hold me accountable and they can remind me that the areas that I need to grow in, the things that I'm doing to waste time on, hey, you said you wasn't going to do that. And I'm going to share that with Nicole and other people that care about me, that really want me to succeed and be better and become great. That's what I'm going to do to prepare, because what I've learned is action definitely does speak louder than words. And when you put something in writing and you say, hey, I want to get in shape, I want to lose weight, I'm not going to eat after 8, I'm not going to do these things, and you give somebody permission to be involved in your life and they call you on FaceTime at 11 o'clock and you're eating, hold up. That accountability is everything for me. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I promise you, I won't be having any excuse about anything, because if you truly can hold me accountable and remind me, I'm going to do right just so you won't catch me slipping.
Right. What about you, Nicole?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Wanda said. You know, I got to find me some accountability partners, people that are going to keep me on track and hold me accountable for, you know, the things I got going on.
Corinne?
So I was going to say the same thing. So basically, I guess we can make a accountability group.
Yay!
That's a good idea.
So we'll put that together, and we'll, I guess, start advertising that as soon as we come up with the concept.
I mean, you just came up with the concept, an accountability group.
So I had to take accountability of creating the group.
I think that's awesome. I need somebody to hold me accountable, but maybe Tawana could hold me accountable. She's the only one up as late as I am, so.
I got you.
Okay. All right. So, conclusion. Each and every decision that we make in life, each and every move that we make in life is a decision. You make the decision to, well, I'll put myself in it because I make decisions too. When I don't get up out of the bed to work and edit project for 15 minutes, I'm making a decision not to do it. When I'm lying down and I don't want to get out of bed and I'm tired and I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that, I'm making a decision not to do it. It doesn't seem like we're making decisions, but when you choose not to do something, that's a decision. When we stay stuck in the same place that we're in, it's a decision to stay there. For each one of us, I've sent this link before to the girls on the line. If you would like it, I can send it out to the other women on the line. Is there's this audio by this national speaker called Bob Proctor, and he speaks on the topic of the science of being rich. He basically goes on to say that becoming rich, making lots of money, is only a decision. Now, that might seem like strange. How could you just decide to make a lot of money, right? But it really is just a decision. So I'm going to send that link out after the call tonight. And in text message if you guys want it.
Yes, ma'am,
so
I definitely do.
So do you guys have anything else you want to add to Wanda?
Yes, ma'am. I'm super excited about that because I've always wanted some accountability partners, and I can't wait for you to send that link out and make sure Nicole gets it because I want her to be rich because I like her to take me to Europe and Jamaica next year. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely excited, and I did listen to that link before, and I need to listen to it again. So, no, I love it. I absolutely love it because I just know that if we can work together and truly encourage each other, we can have whatever we want. So I'm looking forward to you doing more writing and getting your real estate and all that other stuff and all the things that we said we truly love to do because we can do it if we keep each other encouraged.
Right, right. What about you, Corinne and Nicole? You guys have anything you want to say?
Corinne, I was just going to say, so when we post it, we'll definitely shout that out. But also, in the meantime, you guys can send us an email at realgirlfriend7@gmail.com if you want to join.
Yep, and just wrapping up, you know, girlfriends, we are committed to building a network that encourages women. We want to build friendships. That's why we come on the line every night. Part of this and part of basically opening ourselves up on the line like this is to encourage real relationships. Like, we want people to get to know us, and we want to get to know each one on the line personally. And we don't, that's not just our only goal. We don't only want to build friendships. We want to build women financially. We want to build them just in their goals and the dreams they have. And I feel like, and all of us feel like on Real Girlfriends, that if we work together, that is a possibility. We can push that dream into fruition. We want women to grow artistically, financially, in relationship, in their business, in their careers. And we want to grow each other as women into powerhouses. So that's why I come on the line every night. So for right now, I want to start wrapping up the line. I really appreciate you guys who dialed in, who are listening. Please don't forget to listen tomorrow again and to share with the women that you know. Follow us on Instagram at realgirlfriends7 and on our website, realgirlfriends.org. Tomorrow, we will be discussing cat subject. Corinne, do you know what that subject is?
That is actually cat subject. So tomorrow we'll be discussing balancing life, health, fitness, family, a social life, work, business. Can we have it all?
Awesome. And again, I was your host tonight, Kay. And until next time, stay safe, ladies. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, good night.